My Dog Lively by Patrick Deely, pictures by Martin Fagan, published by the O'Brien Press. I'm six today, Jenny shouted, jumping up and down on her bed. Jenny's toy dogs bounced and danced with her. Jenny loved her dogs. There was one for each birthday. The Dalmatian did a somersault. The Cocker Spaniel flapped its long silken ears. The Golden Retriever flew out of its wicker basket. The Sheepdog fell on its tail. The plastic terrier on wheels rolled onto the floor with a loud crash. Then it moved away, letting out a single yap. I've five dogs, said Jenny, one for each birthday. I wonder what kind of dog I'll get this time. She ran downstairs to the kitchen. Her gifts were all wrapped and waiting for her on the table. She got books and cards and a doll and a leather dog collar. It had a shiny buckle and a name tag made of silver that winked in the morning sunlight. Who's this for? Said Jenny. Look, smiled Mum, and there at the glass door, his front paws on the step, was a little collie staring in at Jenny. A real dog at last, Jenny said. This is the best birthday ever. The collie jumped up and bumped her on the nose. He was wildly excited. He wagged his tail so hard it slapped at Jenny's legs. He ran round and round in circles. He rolled and leaped and danced among the daisies. He barked at the neighbour's cat. He snapped at a swarm of bees busy in the honeysuckle hedge. He chased. He spun. He tumbled. That dog could just not stay still. I'll call you Lively, Jenny said. She threw a stick to the far end of the garden. Run, Lively, get the stick, she shouted. Lively didn't need to be told twice. He charged after the stick. He rolled in the earth with the stick between his paws. He tossed it in the air and caught it as it fell. Then he looked at Jenny. Give me the stick, Jenny said. But Lively wouldn't bring it. She had to chase him around the laurel bushes, through the rockery flowers and back by the garden path. At last, Lively dropped the stick. After breakfast, Jenny and Mum went to buy a kennel for Lively. It was made of wood. They put it in the back garden. Lively, said Jenny, this is your own little house. But Lively didn't even look at it. He just wanted to play. A brisk walk will tire him out, said Mum later. She'd bought a lead for him. She showed Jenny how to clip the lead to Lively's collar. Then Jenny strapped the collar around his neck. But Lively didn't want to walk. He wanted to fly. He tugged at his lead every step of the way. Jenny had to run to keep up. She dashed around the park. Lively saw some ducks in the duck pond. He dived straight in and nearly pulled Jenny with him. The ducks flew to their little island in the middle of the pond. Jenny hauled Lively out and he shook the water off, all over her. Then they raced through the woods near the park. Lively caught sight of a squirrel and gave chase, pulling Jenny with him. The squirrel ran up a tree. Mum came to find them. I think Lively's had enough exercise for one day, she said. I hope so, said Jenny. I'm exhausted. That evening, Jenny crawled into the kennel to show Lively it was time for bed. It was snug and cosy inside, but Lively wouldn't go in. He whimpered and licked Jenny's face. Can he sleep in my room? Jenny asked. No, Mum said. He must learn to sleep in his own little house. He's afraid of the dark, Jenny said. We'll turn his kennel towards the house, Mum said. He'll see the light in the kitchen window. But he's lonely, said Jenny. We'll give him your old rag doll, said Mum. In the end, Lively was happy to stay in his kennel. He slept in the shape of a circle. Food and walk were Lively's two favourite words. Each time he heard them, he would lift his ears and cock his head. Jenny showed him her toy dogs. He loved to run beside the yapping terrier on wheels as Jenny pushed it along. But he chewed the cocker spaniel's ear. He buried the golden retriever's pretend bone. Oh no, said Jenny. Bad dog. But then he whimpered and she always forgave him. During the long summer days, Jenny and Lively played tug-of-war with sticks and games of hide-and-seek among the shrubs, and each night Jenny fell into bed exhausted. One day Jenny fell and scraped her knees badly. Lively ran to the house and barked loudly until Mum heard him. You're my best friend, Jenny told him later. He gazed into her eyes to let her know that she was his best friend too. But next day Lively dug a big hole in the middle of Mum's lovely lawn. Then he snapped at the sunflower stalks and the golden flower heads toppled to the ground. Mum was very sad. When Lively tugged the sheets from the clothesline and wrestled with them in the mud, Mum was furious. Bulldog, she shouted. I'm fed up, said Jenny. Why is Lively so naughty? He's a young dog, said Mum. We must try to be patient with him. He'll get better, you'll see. But Lively got worse. He ran and raced all over the house. He crashed into tables and chairs. He was in such a hurry. He munched on everything. He chewed his kennel door. "We'll have to train Lively," said Mum. And Jenny agreed. They took him to a school for dogs. Lively sniffed at the other dogs and they sniffed at him. He barked at a curly poodle. He growled at a golden spaniel. When he saw a huge Labrador, Lively bared his teeth and gave a low, nasty growl. The Labrador growled back. The instructor gathered the dogs and their owners in a large circle. "An obedient dog is a happy dog," she said. She took Lively's lead. "Heel," she said, holding him close to her. He tried to pull away, but she jerked him back. "Heel," she said again. After a very long time, Lively walked beside her for a while. She praised him and gave him a treat. "Now you try, Jenny," she said. Lively's ears perked up. His eyes twinkled. "Oh no," said Jenny, "he's going to be troublesome." And he was. In the end, he tugged the lead out of Jenny's hand and ran away from the school. It took weeks and weeks to get Lively to walk properly, but one day he did. Lively walked. Well, he was at school. All the other dog owners gave Jenny and Lively a great big cheer. "At last," said Mum, "Lively is a good dog. He's as good as gold," said Jenny. But he wasn't. When they looked out the window, he was digging a new hole. Lively was always Lively. He always dug holes. He always crashed into things. He barked at cats. He ate Mum's flowers. He chewed Jenny's toy dogs. He tore her school books. Lively was trouble, always. But he was Jenny's own dog, and she loved him to bits. "Mad dog," she'd say. "Silly Billy." And Lively loved Jenny too, in his own wild way. Just before Jenny's 7th birthday, Mum asked her what she would like. "I'd really love a bear," Jenny said. Then she looked at Lively. "Just as long as it's not a real live bear," she said.